Hi, Aaron Burgwish here, and welcome. What I'd like to do is just bring everything together because, you know, we've come a long way. And, you know, I want to be able to show you how to apply everything you've learned on the day of the gig. And what I'm going to do, too, is add a bunch of stuff in this video. It's going to help you with your poise and your presence on stage that I haven't shown you yet, okay? So this is going to be great because there's going to be, I think, 7 items on this board before this video is over. All things you can do on the day of your gig so you have the best gig you've ever had. Okay, so the first thing you would do on the day of a gig to be sure to do is the time exercise. Sometime during the day of the gig. It can be any time during that day. It can even be on the sidewalk outside the venue. Just before going on, like in that last 45 minutes or something, you go do the time exercise, you know, and that's going to give you all sorts of great presence and you get all the benefits of doing that on that day. Okay, so I'm going to write that down. Time exercise. Do that on the day of the gig. And then what I want you to do on the same day is a visualization. Now this can happen before or after the time exercise, depending on how it all works out for you. But you need to do a visualization on that day. And you know, you can even do it in the car before getting out of the car, just, you know, as you arrive at the venue, okay? But ideally what you'll do in this visualization is visualize yourself on the very stage that you're going to be playing. If you can, if you're familiar with that stage in advance, that's a good idea, right? If not, it doesn't matter so much, but what you're going to do is, you know, you're going to visualize yourself on stage connecting with your audience. So, you know, you're going to see yourself playing a song or telling a story and recognizing that it's the one and only chance you're going to have to be with those people. You're going to see everyone's innocent, dreaming self as you look them in the eye. And you're going to feel that best moment as you reach out to those people and they respond. They respond by reaching back to you, right? You're going to lift the energy in the room. You're going to see this happening and feel it and go the distance with your visualization. Okay, so that's very important to do also on the day of the gig. Now, you're familiar with these exercises, of course, because you've learned them already, you've tried them out, you've experienced them, you know, you're familiar with them, and so that's what's going to help you do this on the day of the gig. You got to have done these already a few times, practiced them, gotten to know them, developed your own relationship with them, and you have these in your back pocket, right, these exercises. Okay, so the third one is, of course, during the day, you're going to be walking around, meeting people, seeing people, passing them in the street. And so if you haven't done that already, you know, in the past week or leading up to the gig or whatever, you're going to want to look people in the eye as you pass them and wish them well. Send them a positive thought as you pass them by, like, you are strong, or you are beautiful, or you are powerful, or, you know, you're perfect, or you're happy, or you are abundant as you're passing someone by. Anyone by, and you're going to be trying to look people in the eye and hold it as you unselfconsciously go about your day, right? And you know, you're going to send them love, you're going to be feeling that, and you're going to be affirming it for yourself in so doing. So you're going to be doing that all day on the day of the gig, and we're going to call that love walking. Now, again, you're familiar with that from before. So these are all things to be done on the day of the gig. Now I want to add some things to this list that you want to do just before getting on, and to make sure your body is on side with what you hope to achieve on stage. So, you know, you may have experienced in the past a little bit of you know anxiousness. You may have been feeling you know, a little wooden, is because of your nervousness, just not relaxed, not able to open up on stage and be natural, perhaps in your past sometimes. And sometimes it's just because for reasons that are purely physical, okay? And one thing I've learned that can really help you a lot is something called the power pose. And it was introduced by a woman named Amy Cuddy at a TED Talk a few years ago. And what she discovered scientifically was that if you, depending on your body position, the stress hormone cortisol or testosterone will be elevated in your body, okay? And cortisol is the stress hormone. So basically, if that's elevated in your body, you're gonna feel more anxious, okay? Whereas if your testosterone is elevated, you'll feel more optimistic and more assertive and more confident. And you're more willing to take risks, okay? So you want your testosterone to be up. You want it to be up before you go on stage, and you also want it to be up, say, when you're in an interview or whatever else. So the power pose is a very powerful thing to remember. So what you first want to do is just notice how you're standing or sitting. And what you don't want to do is make yourself small, okay? So if you make yourself small, you're basically elevating your cortisol. And if you put your hand in front of your face, or you tighten up your shoulders together and your arms are crossed like this, your legs are crossed, well, you're making yourself small and you're going to elevate your cortisol. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is make sure, at least for 2 minutes before going on, and ideally the whole time, you're making yourself big. Okay, so if you're sitting down, you want to have your knees open. You want to have your shoulders back. You want to have your chest open. You know, you could have your hands behind your back like this as you sit. You can have your feet up, right? You can have your hands on the arms of your chair, whatever, but you want to be big when you're sitting. And if you're standing, same idea. You know, one thing you can do is put your hands in the air like in victory, like you just won a race for 2 minutes. It's actually pretty hard to do for 2 minutes. You can try this at home. But actually, when you're at a venue, probably that'll look a little funny. So what you can do instead, you can just put your hands on your hips. Put your chest out. Lift your chin a little bit. Keep your legs wide, you know. And you can, you know, you can look at the speakers. You can look at art on the wall. You can look behind the bar. Whatever you want to do. Or even while you're talking to somebody, just assume this pose as you're standing, rather than scrunching yourself up. And in fact, you will be elevating the testosterone hormone in your body, which is going to give you more confidence on stage and make you feel more optimistic and make you take more risks. So it's really good. I'm gonna write this one down. Power pose. Okay, and then another thing you can do, and it's just very simple, is monitor your breathing. So you want to see if you're nervously breathing fast, right? And what you want to do is just control your breathing. So you want to breathe out basically longer than you breathe in. And that's going to activate your sympathetic nervous system. And it'll automatically make you feel more calm and more relaxed. And in fact, if you manage your breathing like in this way, every time in that context of going up on stage, your body will learn that this is a non-threatening situation. It'll learn that being on stage is a non-threatening situation, and it won't work you up in the way that it has in the past. So you just want to train it, and you train that simply by breathing in through your nose. And then pursing your lips a little bit as you breathe out, so you can control the breath and make it go for a longer period of time. And you want to do that for a minute or two. So if I was to do that again, it'd be like this. So you can stand there in a power pose. And you can, you know, you can breathe a little more deeply, making your exhale longer than your inhale. And that is going to prepare you physically to get up on stage. But there's actually a third thing you can do. Before I go on, I'll write down number five. And the third thing you can do is something that's also been scientifically proven. And basically, if you just glimpse a snapshot in your mind, even, you don't even have to have a physical picture. You can just have a snapshot in your mind, even for a split second, of a loving image of a person petting their cat, or a grandfather holding a baby, or two lovers staring into each other's eyes, some kind of caring or being cared for, some visceral scene of you know, goodwill. If you can just imagine that for a split second, it will make you less anxious. It will open you up. It'll help you open up to people in the audience from where you stand, in addition to everything else. You know, so in that moment before you go up on stage, you know, you can do this very easily. No one's ever going to notice what you're doing, which is what's great. Okay, and that's, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you some examples of this kind of picture, okay, that fits the bill, basically, that will help you open up, that will do this for you, provide this effect for you, okay? So those are coming right up. So there you go, number six, loving image. Now there's one more thing I want to share with you in this video, and that is something I learned from a guy named Deepak Chopra. And it's just, you know, I was just listening to an interview he was doing, and he described something called karma yoga. And that he described as to pursue excellence, surrendering the results to the unknown. Pursue excellence, surrendering the results to the unknown. What does that mean? Well, it really means just to do your best, right? Without worrying about or being attached to the outcome as a reflection on your worthiness, right? So you're going to just get up there and do your best without worrying about what it means about you. And this ties in with something I like to call willingness to learn. Because, you know, every experience is a learning experience, right? And, you know, some things you can't learn without having experiences. Like, you know, what it means to be in front of an audience and be natural and free on stage. For example, like on the day of the gig, you might have plans to introduce something new to your show, like some new audience participation, or telling a story, or maybe it's a new venue. You know, and you're gonna have to stretch yourself in some way. Well, that can make you nervous, right? It can make you, you know, wonder maybe you shouldn't include that new thing. Maybe you should just go back to doing it the way you've always done it, because you're comfortable that way, right? Or maybe, you know, but the fact is you've practiced, you've planned to do it, you know it works with your show, and all you need is to stay, you know, find a calm center, really, and let your body do what you've trained it to do, you know, without your mind taking you out. And that's where this comes in, really. I mean, if you go in willing to learn, realizing that every experience is a learning experience, well, it's helpful, right? I mean, is every show you do, is every idea you try gonna work? Are you gonna be able to pull it off flawlessly every time? Well, probably not. Are you gonna have setbacks? Are you gonna, are things not gonna turn out exactly the way you want it sometimes? Are there always more things to learn? Are you going to need to learn some of those things along the way? Well, yes. But it's really how you react to those things that's gonna decide how fast you incorporate that learning and how fast you're gonna get where you're going. Because, you could respond with disappointment. You could be scarred for life. You could be mired in doubt after a certain experience. Or you could be secure in who you are no matter what happens. Rolling with the punches and willing to grow. Willing to have the next experience and grow from there. Question is, what's it going to be for you? And the answer is to make karma yoga your answer, that you're going to pursue excellence, surrendering the results to the unknown. So there you go. There's seven things that's going to help you on the day of your gig have the best gig you've ever had. Hope you enjoyed this. Till the next video, play all out, share all the way. And get as big as you want, my friend. I'll see you soon.